since we've been said and done. I think we're better off now, and I'm not the only one. The sights that were before my eyes were open, not at all. We'll never reach the beauty of the writing on the wall. So I'll pour myself yet another glass of wine and think about that far off distant time. That future that could possibly be.
What's up, bitches? This is the Schmoovecast. My name is Leah, and I am a total nut, because let me tell you what happened yesterday. I sat down, sat down, recorded a 28 and a half minute podcast, and guess what? None of it got recorded. I'm such a dummy. So, here I am, recording again. I had a big old list of things on my other one. The one that I last. I don't know where it went, but I think I'll just kind of talk for fun tonight, not try to talk about anything really in particular. So, God, I'm so tired. But here's the good news. I do not have a second job anymore. I am second job free. Well, sort of, because I've agreed to work for somebody in the month of March. Come March, I will work for her. And that's about it. Maybe every once in a while I'll pick up a shift here and there, but no regularly scheduled work days. And I'm so happy. But at any rate, means I'll have more fun free time or good times. Which means lots more reading. More time to read, more time to knit, more time to craft. Pardon me, I just burped if you heard that. Hope you didn't. Okay, so, couple of things while I'm here. First of all, I think we're gonna try something, and by we, I mean me, because I'm the only one on here. Thinking I'm going to alternate shows, where one show I'll try to be light and fluffy and pop culture-y and fun and, you know, totally frivolous, and then I think the other show, and I'm going to try to do two shows a week, if not more. So the other shows are going to be heavy and serious and deep and thought-provoking. And yeah, so that's what they'll be. So get ready for that. This one, by my schedule, is going to be frivolous, because number four was serious. Was number four the serious one where I talked about weight issues? Not weight issues. Oh my god. I need to talk about weight issues sometime. But no, I think number four was the one where I talked about, like, self-esteem versus being honest to people. Telling people the way, what they need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear. And I think there's a fine line, you know, there's such thing as telling people too much what they don't need to hear. But it's the truth. But anyway. You can listen to that last show if you want to, if you haven't already. You probably have, but who knows? I don't. So I'm going to talk a little bit. The first thing I want to talk about tonight is knitting. See, I knitted this purse a couple months ago. I guess it was about a month, 2 months? God, it's already February. Criminy. Christ. Okay, so I made this fancy purse out of recycled silk, and I get a lot of compliments on it, but most people tend to say, boy, that's really unique looking, which is not exactly a compliment. It's more of a, that purse is something. I can't put my finger on what emotion it makes me feel, but I've got a comment on it because it's so outstanding, you know? It's so, anyway, so it's like, oh, that purse is so unique. And some people are like, oh, that's so pretty. But here's the point I'm getting to. Within 2 days, pretty much on the same day, actually. Oh, somebody just sent me an email. So pretty much on the same day, two people tell me they're going to follow my pattern and make the purse. One of the girls, because these are girls who are knitting this purse. It's a knitted purse. I'll just tell you a little bit about it real quick. It's knitted in the round. It's, the yarn is the Tilly Thomas Galaxy Twist Recycled Silk. And it is so incredibly easy. Anybody can do it. I mean, seriously, is that friggin' easy? It's so easy. You just need to know knit stitch, purl stitch. You need to know increase, front, you know, knit through the front, knit through the back, increase. And then you need to know a three needle bind off, which is, and all this sounds complicated, but I mean, you learn the first few things about knitting, you got it all. So, the same day, hey Denny. The same day, two people tell me they're going to attempt to make this purse. One of them says, well, the yarn you use is not really my style, so I got to find something similar. So I accompany her to the yarn store, and she finds something similar, and so she's going to make it. And that's cool. It's going to look different from mine, but all about adapting things to fit your style. The other girl is a coworker of mine who bought the actual yarn that I used, bought the needles, got the pattern, and just needs to learn how to increase, decrease. She knows purl, but she doesn't remember how to purl. So I'm going to show her that. She's so freaked out that she's going to mess something up. But I'm like, you can't. I mean, honestly, once you get past that mental block, it's so easy. Because the pattern is essentially this. You cast on 40-something. I don't know. Cast on some stitches. You knit a row, purl a row, knit a row, purl a row. And then the next one, you knit five. And on the sixth, you increase. Every sixth stitch, you increase. So then you have the stitches on the needle. I think it's like, I don't know. But anyway, I'm not here to do math, and I'm not here to talk math. I'm here to talk stuff. So then, and once you do that, you knit six, purl two, knit six, purl two. And she's like, I just can't count rows. And I wish she didn't talk that country. God. People, when you hear me imitate somebody, it's not how they really talk. It's just how I feel like talking at that minute. So I told her she can do it. I'm going to teach her. So anyway, I think it's interesting that two people I know are going to, and two people I taught how to knit, I might add. I taught both of these girls how to knit. The two people I've taught how to knit, two of the people I've taught how to knit so far, are doing one of my projects. Now, I didn't invent it. Now, I got the yarn free with purchase, but the fact that they're doing it just makes me so happy because the pattern I did was so incredibly easy that, and the yarn, the Tilly Thomas Galaxy Twist is so much fun to work with that I just, everybody needs to knit with it. Every one of you needs to go out to your yarn store, find your yarn website, look for Tilly Thomas Galaxy Twist. You will love it. You will want to make out with it when you're done. Which is not to say I have. You know, don't judge me. I don't know you. I don't come to your yarn store and say, stuff. But anyway. So, man, I'm getting some massive feedback. I gotta tell you, I'm getting a new microphone, new sound card, or external sound card and microphone come any day now. So hopefully that'll get rid of me either sounding like I'm in a toilet or sounding like I'm a robot who lives in a tin can. So, anyway, so tonight I went over to my parents' house. We had a little dinner, and I love to do this thing. Where my parents' house, the way it's laid out, is that you can pretty much run in a circle between the dining room, which is not really a dining room, it's their computer room, and then the living room. You can just run in a circle. And I love to go over there and take my dog over there, because they like my dog too, and my sister's little bitty dog, and I like to run the circle between the two rooms, this is crazy, and have the dogs chase me, because it's like Scooby-Doo. Because whoever's watching, they'll see me being chased by two dogs, and then they'll see me chasing a dog, and the other one chasing me, chasing both dogs, and permutations thereof. You can do the math. I'm not here to do math. I'm here to podcast. So, anyway, it's so much fun. And sometimes the dogs will pass me going the other direction. But, anyway, so I did that for a while. That was fun, and then I had a delicious dinner of pasta. And rotini pasta with chicken, bell peppers, broccoli, onions, and olive oil sauce with some seasonings. If you want the recipe, if you can't figure that out on your own, holler comanche.red@gmail.com, comanche ed.red@gmail.com. I'll send you the recipe, but I swear to God, if you can't figure it out, then what are we trying to fight for? What's worth saving? What is that line from Armageddon? Is there a world worth saving or something? I don't know. It's a horrible movie with horrible crap and Steve Buscemi's in it, but he's alright. I like him. He's kind of hot, you know, Steve Buscemi. Anyway, so yeah, so that's knitting. And so I live in Tennessee, for those of you who don't know. It has just now gotten cold here. Like, it's just now starting to get cold. And by cold, I don't mean like this 50 degree crap that some people are like, it's too cold, I can't handle it, I can't stand the cold. Which is ridiculous, which pisses me off to no friggin' end. You know what I mean? So, let's see if this works a little bit. Okay, so, pisses me off to no end. And, there we go. Try that now. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm messing with my sound levels while I'm talking. So, people who whine about 50 degree temperatures, that's what I was talking about. So, I just get so annoyed because 50 degree, when it's in the 50s, it's not really cold. It's chilly, but it's not cold. So, now it's like officially cold. And, like, we're talking it snowed. Well, I mean, not snow. I mean, we're talking Tennessee. It flurried the other day. We haven't even gotten a real good snow. I mean, we got a dusting a few weeks ago. I think there's a picture of it on my website somewhere. But, and that's schmoovenet.com. But, anyway. So we get this, we get snow. It's cold enough for that, flurries. It's, you know, 40s during the daytime. Low 40s. 30s, you know, it's cold, right? So, it's real cold. Like, it's actual factual cold. Like, not, ooh, I'm just too cold. It's like, don't stay outside, put on a coat cold, you know? Anyway. So, that's that. And so the other day, it's like, it was a day that I think there were flurries. I believe it was one of the days there were flurries, but I could be wrong on this, but I know it was definitely in the 30s, the day that I saw this. I'm driving home from my second job, and I think it was, anyway, I was driving home, well, the way I drive home from my second job. There's a girl crossing the street wearing a blazer, just a blazer, no real coat, jeans, and flip-flops, which I just completely just can't understand. I mean, I understand, I mean, I wear short skirts during the wintertime. I wear pantyhose with them in the wintertime because that's just practical. But I don't understand these girls that wear these flip-flops. And she wasn't even wearing a winter coat. And I don't care where she's from. I don't care if she's from Massachusetts or Antarctica and her dad's a penguin and her mom's a polar bear or something. And she grew up in the grocer's freezer. I don't care. It's cold. And you're stupid. You're stupid to wear flip-flops and try to play it off like you're cool. I just get so annoyed. I get annoyed by these dudes who think it's cool to wear shorts in the winter and then a coat. It's like, it's so unbalanced. It's one thing to wear jeans and a t-shirt, but it's another thing to wear a jacket and shorts, you know? But I'm all about balance, you know? Love the symmetry. We as human beings are attracted to symmetry. We like the symmetries and everything. It's been scientifically proven. You can suck it if you don't believe me. So, anyway. So some other things I was going to talk about. I don't remember any of them now. Criminy. Hold on a second. I'm going to pause this for just a minute while I do something. Okay, so I'm back, bitches. And, found my list, because I do, yes, make a list of things to talk about. And I'm worried when I started this podcast that I'd run out of things to talk about on my blog, and you know what? I was pretty much right. I have run out of things to talk about on my blog, and that sucks, but you know, you do what you can. And, so as I said, I quit my second job, Well, I put it like over a month ago, but I've officially worked my last, well, not really last day. I've already went over that. Gone over that, sorry. I've got, now that I've quit my second job, the job where I sat and read for 4 or 6 hours at a time, now I have 10 books out from the library. And I've returned a few. I returned 2 the other day, and I came back with 3. So I've got 10 books from the library. All of them are renewable, though. Well, no, one of them's not renewable because it's a fairly recent, but it's like a picture book. So it'll take me no time at all to get through. So I've got all these books. On top of that, a coworker gives me a whole bunch of, lets me borrow a whole bunch of books she thinks I'll like. So I got those. It's about 3 books. And then I bought some books recently in the remainder bin at my local friendly bookstores. 2 different ones, thank you. And then, hi, Danny. He's huffing. He's tired. I'm keeping him up. And then on top of that, I've got this box of books that I bought at Goodwill. Gosh, forever ago. And they're still here in this same box that I put them in 20 years ago when I was just, you know, a wee 10-year-old. I had the foresight to go to the Goodwill in Nashville. And I didn't even live in Nashville when I was 10 years old. And so I bought all these books, and they've been in a box ever since, and I've never watched them. Somehow I knew I'd be an old woman who liked the Harlequin romance novels. Anyway, no. They're not that old, and that was just the dumbest thing I've ever gone through. At least this podcast is better than my last podcast, and not the one that you've heard, not number 4, the one you didn't hear, the one that didn't end up recording because I'm a dumbass bitch. So anyway, so let me tell you one story. I'm gonna close with this. Well, no, I'm gonna tell you one thing before I tell you the story. As you know, I like the pop cultures, and I got a whole bunch of magazines. It took me, this weekend, I spent every, well, no, not every free minute, but I spent a lot of time catching up on my pop culture reading, because it was driving me nuts not knowing what's going on in the world of pop culture, because it's the most important thing going on right now! Don't you know? No, it's, I do like the pop cultures once in a while, because, I don't know, everybody needs an escape. And, you know, that's mine. So, I got so backed up on my pop culture reading that here we are. I've caught up. Oscar nominees. As far as I know, I'm going to get into this. I'm going to do like a whole Oscar show another day. But as far as I know, I think there's going to be an upset. And I think the votes for, I'm thinking that Brokeback Mountain, which is a beautiful movie, one of the best movies I've ever seen, and Walk the Line, which is also a great movie, which they filmed at the little barbecue joint where my family's been going to since my dad was a little boy back in the young 50s, I guess late 40s even. So, anyway, they filmed part of it. They filmed part of Walk the Line at that restaurant. I've been there, and it's fantastic. So, the point I'm making here is, I think the votes are going to be split. I think that those two movies are going to split the vote, and it's either going to go to Crash or possibly Capote. But I'm going to put my money on Crash, which I haven't seen. But my sister says it's good. So, you know, I have no reason to doubt her judgment. I like my sister, like her judgment, except, oh no, she tends to like girly movies a little too much. Like, she actually owns Divine Secrets of the Yeah Yeah Sisterhood, which I'm not into. I didn't care for the books. I thought they were pretty, I just didn't like them. I can tell you some other time why I didn't like them, and it's, didn't care for them. Anyway, let me get back on track here. So, right now I'm reading Lolita, which I have absolutely, if you can believe this, have never read before. I don't know why I haven't. And I'm reading it, and it's so beautifully written. And it's so beautiful. And then you remember, this is a guy romanticized. The story is, I mean, if you don't know the story of Lolita, I'm not going to explain it to you here. But he sure does take a pretty disgusting topic and write about it with such beautiful, beautiful language. I mean, it's just, I don't know. He's that Nabokov. That's what I like to call him. So, he's fantastic, and the book is good, and I enjoy it, and I don't know. It's hard to say. Yes, I like a book about pedophilia. But, you know, I've seen both, but I do. I mean, it's a good book. Well, it is a great book, and to say that it's just about pedophilia is wrong. Okay. So, let's get back to something. So I've seen both the movieizations of Lolita, but I've never read the book, so I'm familiar with the story. I think the second Lolita movie, the one that starred Jeremy Irons and Dominique Swain, was probably, from what I can tell so far, and I'm not all the way through the book, seems to be a little truer to the original book, just because in the Kubrick version, as I'm recalling, the girl who played Lolita, I mean, she looked old enough to be a little siren, you know. She looked old enough to be, you know, a seductive young lady. The point of the book is, and it starts about when she's like 12 and a half or so, maybe 12 and a quarter or a third. I don't know. But anyway, she's in her 12th year when the book starts and when the relationship starts. And in the version with Jeremy Irons and Dominique Swain, she looks every bit of 12 years old, and maybe 13. So it's definitely pervier, but that's totally okay, because it's true to the book. I'm sorry, the book is an odd topic, but anyway, so I am the most frivolous person in the world, so I'm going to end with a story. Actually, I'm not going to end with a story. I will end it. I promise you I'll end in just a second, but I've got to give you your documentary recommendation of the week, because last week it was Grey Gardens, and if you haven't seen it yet, then you need to. Go get it. Get your friends around. Get some wine. Get some Wonder Bread. You know? Just watch it. Because you somebody has to see this movie. Somebody's got to talk about this movie with me, because I'm tired of saying... Anyway, so just see Grey Gardens. That was my recommendation last week. This week my recommendation is an Oscar nominee, and no, it's not March of the Penguins. Because, I mean, I like March of the Penguins, but it's Murder Ball. March of the Penguins is probably going to get the Oscar, because it's got the name. But Murder Ball was fantastic. I loved it. I used to work, my second job that I recently quit, I had a story, occasionally I would work on the same nights where I worked, second job, would be on the nights of wheelchair rugby practice. And these guys are hardcore. Let me tell you something. These guys are tough. Tough as old boots, these gentlemen are. And I'm sure there's some ladies who play wheelchair rugby. Quad rugby, I should say. So, anyway, Murder Ball is all about the USA quad rugby team. And, you know, it shows them playing their sport, shows them goofing around, it shows their private lives, and it's also about a gentleman who was on Team USA and began to coach Team Canada. And I won't give away the end of the movie, but you've got to see it. It's a great ending. They also follow another young boy who is a quad due to a motocross accident, and he meets Mark Zupan, who is kind of one of the main characters of the movie. The main characters. One of the main figures in the movie. He's extremely badass. One of the funniest quotes from the movie is, one of his friends from high school says that to believe that the wheelchair made him the asshole he is wrong. He was an asshole before he was in the chair. This guy is hardcore. He is, oh god, he is like the human embodiment of wheelchair rugby. But quad rugby. Murder Ball is what it's called. I'll just start calling it that. So I won't go into how it's played or anything, but you gotta see it. They tell you how it's played. They tell you the rules. They tell you, you know, they show it. I can't even get to tell you. It is a hardcore sport. It's terrifying. Can't imagine. So, see it. And, badassery all around. So. Anyway, as I said, I'm going to end with a story. I want to tell you, my sister, she calls me the other day. I went out to dinner with some coworkers, and then they decided they wanted to go to the Hustler store here in town. So I went to the Hustler store with these folks, and my sister calls while I'm there and tells me she bought Fraggle Rock, and she bought it hoping that I would want to buy it from her. And, well, no, I like Fraggle Rock fine. I just don't care to own the DVDs. So she gets the Fraggle Rocks and calls me to play the theme song for me because it's funny. But we have this story in our family that I must share. Certainly must share. Denny? Denny just belched. But at least it's not passing gas. Oh my gosh, it's been stinky in here all day. Anyway, so one day when we were young, she was probably 3, 4 maybe. Yeah, probably 3 or 4. We were watching Fraggle Rock, and we were getting ready to go somewhere. We were all dressed up, and the episode we had watched was where their traveling Uncle Matt goes to the surface world, to our world. And see, the Fraggles, when they have headaches or ailments, they put these things on their heads called moss packs, and they look like ice cream cones to you know, overcome their illness, whatever. So, he gets a headache, he finds an ice cream vendor, and puts the ice cream cone on his head. So, my sister and I were dressed up, ready to go somewhere, I don't remember where, and I tell my sister, who was eating rainbow sherbet in a cone, and I was too, that she needs to put it on her head because that's what they did on the show, and without a question to me, she does. She puts the ice cream cone on her friggin' head. My mom was mad. She had to wash my sister's hair because, like I said, we were going somewhere and, you know, she was really upset about it. But anyway, so that's my getting someone to imitate something on TV and getting hurt. One day I'll tell you about the time I imitated a stunt on Jackass and got hurt, like for real. Not really, not for real hurt, but I really did imitate a stunt on Jackass and got a minor injury. I mean, it's so minor. It's like over in a few days, kind of minor, you know what I mean? So, I'll tell you about that sometime. It was not that funny, but. So I'm rounding in on 30 minutes, it's looking like. This is the longest podcast I've done so far. Want to do my credits real quick. I want to say, email me, comanche.red, that's comanche. red@gmail.com. Website, Shmoovenet, www.schmoovenet.com. If you see Lance Bash, you're in the right place. And I want to say thanks to music.podshow.com for providing artists a place to put music that's pod safe that I can use. And I'd like to thank the new Autonomous Folk Singers for putting their song Glass of Wine available on the site because I like it a lot, and that's why I decided to use it in this show. I'm finding a lot of really cool bands through music.podshow.com. Just got another email. I'm sure you needed to know that. So I'm going to say goodnight to you all. I feel like I should talk for another minute so I can get right up on 30, you know, so I'm going to be like, oh, right there. But I'm just gonna half-ass it and say goodnight. Goodnight. See you next time.